When it comes to your kids and grandkids' swimming ability, there's apparently a lot to be desired. Surf Life Saving Queensland has released a report stating many kids miss out on getting swimming lessons because parents leave it up to the schools to teach them. You know, it's not compulsory for schools to have swimming lessons, right? Should it be? Or should teaching your kids how to stay alive on a nation surrounded by water with a beach and pool culture, should that be up to the parents? I would have thought so. Responsibility? Anyone? Where do you sit on this? Should swimming lessons at school be compulsory? Or should it be up to the parents to make sure their kids can swim? 131-873-BEN@4BC.com.au. The swimming coach of champions, Laurie Lawrence, he's our go-to man when it comes to swimming safety awareness. I want to bring him in on this. Laurie, afternoon.
How are you, mate?
Very well. Swimming lessons, should they be a compulsory part of the curriculum?
Schools, they should be taught in schools, definitely.
Why aren't
they? But that doesn't mean that the swim schools don't have a part to play and that it doesn't take the responsibility away from parents, because kids drown before they get to school. I mean, last year we lost 29 little kids under the age of five to drownings, and over half of those in backyard pools. So the parents have got a big responsibility early, but the schools need to refine and get those kids taught to swim whose parents can't afford it. Because some people just, you know, that low socioeconomic people very often can't afford it. But then sometimes I wonder, because what's a packet of smokes cost compared to a swimming lesson? What's a carton of beer cost compared to, you know, four or five swimming lessons? So it's all where your priorities are, mate. Or what does a coffee every day cost compared to a swimming lesson? So it's all priorities.
It's basically keeping our kids alive, isn't it? Teaching them how to swim.
It is. But more importantly, I had a longitudinal study done by Professor Robin Jorgensen, who used to be at Griffith University and is now at Canberra University. And she found that kids who had swimming lessons early, by the time they're four, they're up to 10 months ahead of their peers socially, emotionally, physically, and intellectually. They're smarter and they're better coordinated and they adapt socially better. Now, if you add to that, it can save your life and it has health benefits. How good is that, getting your kids taught to swim early? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you as a parent want to get your kid taught to swim early?
Yeah, there's so many benefits for it, but keeping your child alive, I think, would be the biggest one straight away. Now, Laurie, I'm looking at this Surf Life Saving report. It's suggesting there's an increasing risk of drowning among school-age kids. Now, we talk about should it be compulsory at school, but those stats that you mentioned, kids when they're at kindy or daycare, they're not at school. They can't be helped by that system. Why are 5 to 17-year-olds increasingly on this high-risk chart?
I think because the schools are not teaching kids at school like they used to in the old days, because it gets back to the principal, where the principal wants to do it. And if the school hasn't got a pool, many principals are not prepared to give that hour and a half a day once a week to let the kids out away from maths or science or whatever it is, or English. They're not allowed to give them the time off, which is short-sighted, because a healthy mind and a healthy body is the way to go, really.
Laurie, I remember being at school, and one of the things I had at primary school was music, playing the recorder, learning the glockenspiel. I'm thinking, I'm never going to use that. But if I went to swimming lessons at school, hell yeah, it's going to save my life.
You would. It could save your life. But listening to music could relax you a bit more than you are now, mate.
No.
I can detect in your voice you're very stressed.
It's Friday, Laurie.
Mate,
I'd love
to hear you on the recorder.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Hey, Learn to Swim Week is coming up, isn't it?
It is. 23rd of September to the 3rd of October. And there's swim schools all over Australia giving kids under five an opportunity to go and have a swimming lesson or a number of swimming lessons. The Logan City Council that I operate with down at Aqualogan, we're giving five free swimming lessons. So anyone low socioeconomic area anyone can't afford it, anyone that wants to have a go, they can go down there to Logan Aquatic Centre and we'll sort out 5 free lessons for you. So by the end of the week, your child will be well advanced, they'll be floating, and then it's up to you to get them to the pool and keep that mobility in the water happening.
Great stuff.
Because you can't teach a kid to swim unless you get them in the water. That's one of the rules. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Common sense, and sadly, it's not common enough. Laurie, I'm all relaxed now, but thank you. We'll chat soon. Yeah.
Okay, mate. Well, you need to get in the float tank as well.
Laurie Lawrence, champion swim coach, but also a swim safe advocate. He makes a hell of a lot of sense, doesn't he? 5 free lessons down there at Logan gives you something to do during the school holidays too. But let's get back to schools and the responsibility. Should it be their responsibility? Should schools have compulsory swimming in Australia? Or is it up to the parents to teach their kids life-saving skills, skills that will save their lives? I mean, do you outsource every single minute of your child driving a car? What's it up to now? How many hundreds of hours in the logbooks do you need to do? You don't outsource them to driving schools, do you? No. Whose responsibility is it?